VOA News, I'm Joe Palca. Hurricane Florence has arrived at the North Carolina coast. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said early Friday the storm had sustained winds of 109 kilometers per hour. Florence has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but forecasters say it is still capable of delivering a lethal punch. Storm chaser Nicholas Isabella.
You know, if some of these forecast models that have been coming out recently verify and they're right, 15, 20 inches of rain on top of 15 foot of storm surge, you know. And it's going to be like that for a few days. We're staying down in Wilmington, and we're expecting to be there for 4 or 5 days, maybe.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Let me be clear. You need to get yourself to a safe place now and stay there. We in North Carolina have to shift from preparation to determination.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is being greeted with much criticism with his comment this week that the efforts of his administration last year in Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria deserved an A+. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Luis Gutierrez.
With 3,000 people dead, for the president to say that Puerto Rico was a success, a triumph of his presidency is simply delusional.
Experts have put the death toll at around 3,000 in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria, a statistic President Trump refutes. Philippine authorities are evacuating thousands of people from the path of what's being called a super typhoon, with powerful winds and gusts equivalent to a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane. After the Philippines, the Hong Kong Observatory predicts the storm will plow into the Chinese mainland by early Monday morning south of Hong Kong. The typhoon will be packing sustained winds of 175 kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her country against criticism of last week's conviction of two Reuters journalists on charges of violating the country's laws. But she added the journalists are not without rights.
So if we believe in the rule of law, they have every right to appeal the judgment and to point out why the judgment is wrong if they consider it wrong.
The two journalists were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya Muslims by police and soldiers last year. They were sentenced to 7 years in prison. The rival Koreas today opened their first liaison office near their border to facilitate better communication and exchanges. The liaison office's opening came before South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet for the third time this year next week. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has accused Russia of seeking to cover up breaches of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Haley's accusations were made after Moscow pushed for changes to be made to an independent report on sanctions. Last month's U.N. Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee report said Pyongyang has not stopped its nuclear and missile programs and is violating U.N. sanctions on exports. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A group of former U.S. national security officials is urging the Trump administration to reconsider a controversial report on the connection between terrorism and immigration. The security officials are saying the report falsely gives the impression that immigrants are responsible for the majority of terrorist attacks in the U.S. And last year, President Trump imposed a travel ban on citizens of 6 predominantly Muslim countries. Mr. Trump asked for data on foreign nationals in the U.S. who've been charged with terror-related offenses in the U.S. At least one death is reported from the series of explosions and dozens of fires in 3 communities near Boston, Massachusetts, blamed on a pressurized issue in natural gas lines. Jackie Quinn reports.
Imagine sitting in your home hearing a loud boom and flames are shooting up from the basement. Or you're coming home from work and police say you can't go into your neighborhood and you have to stay in a shelter. That scene was playing out hundreds of times in 3 Massachusetts communities just north of Boston.
Get out of your house and go north of the river.
Dan Rivera is the mayor of Lawrence, Massachusetts, where electricity was shut off.
Because the gas situation has not been fixed, so we're going to make sure that it's as safe as possible.
Governor Charlie Baker says they'll focus on grilling Columbia Gas about what happened to cause the suspected pressurization.
I'm Joe Palca. VOA News. VOA.